This week, we've reported on so-called satellite babies. That's the term for children born in the United States but sent abroad for up to 5 years while their parents work and save money. In New York, the practice is common among Chinese immigrants. WNYC's Beth Fertig reports on efforts to repair some of the damage caused by the separation.
17-year-old Vicky Pan remembers the day when her life changed completely. She was 4 years old, living with her grandparents in Fujian province. Her grandparents told her she and a relative were going someplace fun on an airplane. But it didn't seem like that when they got to the airport.
I see, like, all my other family members, like, standing on the other side, and they're, like, crying. And I was like, why are they crying? And then, but I was just like, oh, it's okay. And then, like, I came here, and then, like, I met my mom.
That first day back in New York, her mom was a stranger. They'd talked on the phone, but they hadn't seen each other since Vicky left when she was a baby. Her parents worked in a restaurant and couldn't pay for childcare. They brought her back in time for kindergarten. But for Vicky, it wasn't a happy homecoming.
And then that night, that's when, like, I was, like, asking for my grandma and everything, and then she wasn't there. And, like, I remember, like, I was, like, because I didn't know them. I didn't want to cause any trouble. So, like, I was, like, crying under my pillow and everything.
These emotions are still really fresh for Vicky. Even though it's been more than a decade, she still misses her grandparents so much, it's hard to talk to them on the phone.
We made such good memories when I was back in China. And now that I come here, I can't even manage to, like, hear them say hello without crying.
Vicky's a high school senior now and says she and her parents get along. There are no long-term studies of satellite babies yet, but researchers have documented separation anxiety and other mental health problems. It's not just the kids who suffer. Giving up a child is incredibly hard on the parents, too.
They had told me the same thing, is that they feel ache in the heart.
Rhoda Wong is a social worker and assistant professor at CUNY who wrote her doctoral dissertation last year about the mothers of satellite babies. Again and again, she says, they describe the same feeling.
Physical pain in my heart the moment that I have to hand my baby to the carrier, to the person who carried my baby back to China.
Wong says the 16 women she interviewed were all from Fujian province and needed to work. Some still owed money for their trip to the States. They described suffering in silence through depression, anxiety, or grief. But she says they didn't feel like they had a choice.
People start to begin to ask you, it's not, you know, are you sending your baby back to China? It's asking you, when are you going to send? I mean, they already assume that you're doing that.
No one knows how widespread the custom is. About 8,000 babies are born in New York City each year to immigrant mothers from China. Wong thinks more Chinese therapists are needed to help these mothers cope with being apart from their children and to prepare them for when their kids return. Chinese community groups believe more free daycare would discourage the practice or at least get families to bring their children back at an earlier age. It's just anecdotal, but with the expansion of pre-K, several groups said they're seeing kids return at age 4 now instead of later. And those who know firsthand are telling families about the risks of being apart. Tina Zhang is a teacher who was raised by her grandparents in the Chinese countryside so her parents could work in a big central city.
Since I grew up, I was not close to my mom. Even now, I'm not quite close.
Zhang teaches first grade at PS 176 in Diker Heights, where she sees a lot of immigrant families who have sent their kids to China.
I always talk to the parents, please stay with your babies, with their young children. It's very important. I always tell them my story, how I went through, how I felt, how I feel.
But she knows it's an uphill battle, partly because Chinese families are so used to relying on grandparents. When her own brother had a child, he sent her to China, even though he could afford the child care.
My brother is not an attorney.
But she says their parents insisted. For WNYC, I'm Beth Fertig.